I want to thank you for the invitation to be with you. I've also brought good company with me. I brought a son, an elder, two deacons, and a champion. So I would dare anybody to mess with me today. We're in good company. But in all seriousness, we just thank God for the privilege to be here this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 and 12, as we were sticking with the theme, a workman approved by God. My topic is living, or men of purpose, living to please the master. And I decided to use Timothy as the example, or at least the epistle of Paul to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, 11 and 12. The address there was, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses." As we know, Paul's letter to his younger cohort and mentee is filled with instructions, exhortations, and encouragement, each of which carries its own weightiness as it pertains to Timothy's mission and purpose. By the time we get to chapter 6, Paul closed this letter with admonition regarding servant and master relationships among the saints, doctrinal error, and even greed, the latter of which Paul urged Timothy to divorce himself from so that he could dedicate himself to the mission of pleasing his master. The first words in the selected text were, "But thou, man of God." In order for us to understand our relationship with God as men of purpose, we must understand who we belong to. Men of God, a very short two-letter preposition that really stands for something great. It helps us to understand he is our master and we are his servants. When we recognize that we belong to God, the three encouragements that follow should stand to resonate in all of our minds as we power up here today. As men of purpose, we must flee, we must follow, and we must fight. Tell your neighbor, flee, follow, and fight. The first call to the man of God is for him to understand his identity, his responsibility, and his purpose as a servant of the Most High God. As a man belonging to God, the first warning that Paul gave was there are some things to stay away from. Not only stay away from, not just manage, not just walk away, not just separate, but yes, flee. Run. There are some things that we must run from, brethren. And in the text, verses 3 through 10, he mentions false teaching, strife, division, corrupt motives, and the love of money. He said these are the things that will pull a man away from his intended God-given purpose. We must then flee these things. Run from what weakens you. Separate yourself from what corrupts you. And withdraw from those things that distract you. Real men indeed know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and sometimes, yes, when even to run. We must flee toxic conversations, prideful arguments, greed-driven living, and the misuse of godliness for gain. Yes, the Apostle Paul told him there are some things to run from. But then he told him there are some things to run to. He said, you must follow. Follow means pursue. There are some things that we must go after. With all heart, wholeheartedness, and with all purpose, we must be intentional in our pursuit of the things that Paul lists in the scripture. He said, you need to pursue or follow after righteousness. Amen. Godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. If we're not careful, we would hear these things and they would sound in our language today somewhat passive. And in some areas, some men would even say, aren't these kind of feminine traits? But when I think about it and when I read it, Paul says, no, these are the things that the men of God pursue. Not riches, not wealth, not earthly gain, not prosperity, not even popularity, but righteousness, godliness, faith. Even love, patience, or long-suffering, and meekness. Yes, we have power, but meekness states that our power must be kept under control. And so we don't just run from those wicked things, run from those things that distract us. We must now run to or pursue the things that are going to keep us in stride with our God-given purpose. Right living, right relationships, right trust, a right heart, right endurance, and lastly, the right spirit. And then finally, he said, you must fight. Now, this is something that most men might be familiar with. Way back in the day, many of us, depending on the size of our families, we had to fight at the dinner table. Those of us who had siblings, sometimes you got into it with your brothers or your sisters, and you fought over certain things. And then when you got old enough, sometimes you even grew up to fight together for each other. But isn't it interesting that the Apostle Paul tells us that this is a different type of fight? This is a good fight, not just any fight, amen, brethren, but a good fight. And then he said, of, there's that word again, faith. We fight a faithful fight. It's a fight of endurance. In other words, what this tells us is that this faith that we have is worth fighting for. Men of purpose understand there are things worth fighting for. There are some other things that, you know, those of us who have been married for a while, you choose your battles. Well, when it comes to our faith, there is no choice. We understand our faith, brethren, is worth fighting for. What are the things that we fight for? Well, first of all, we recognize that our family is a part of this fight. Yes, the devil is not only after us, he's after our wives. He's after our children. He's after the church. As we often say, he already has folks in the world. That's why he bothers us, because he doesn't have us. And so we recognize today that if we're going to be successful as men of purpose, we must learn to fight. This means our lifestyle as a child of God is not a passive lifestyle. It's not a lifestyle where we just let things come and then we just kind of let it go and we move on. No, we have to fight. We have to struggle. If you remember, the Apostle Paul himself pointed this out in Romans chapter 7 when he said, when I would do good, I'm finding some laws here. There's something with me. Notice he didn't say it's after me. It's around me. He said it's with me. He said evil is present. It's there. Therefore, what must I do? What must you do, Paul? You've got to fight. Brethren, I stand here to tell you today, we must fight. We must fight. I remember the movie Gladiator and the movie 300. You might remember part of their chant before going into battle was to remind themselves how important it was just to fight. Too many of us have given up and we've laid down and we've allowed Satan to count us out. But I stand here today trying to encourage you as men of purpose, let's fight. And as I look around this room, isn't it good to know that there are others who are fighting the same fight that you're fighting? It's one thing when you feel like Elijah and you think you're all by yourself and I'm the only one. God, just take my life. Nobody else is fighting but me. But I'm thankful today to know that there are other people, other men who are in this fight with me. Well, we have to fight doubt. We have to fight temptation. We have to fight complacency. We have to fight spiritual laziness. Ephesians 6:12 reminds us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but what we wrestle against is the unseen world, powers, principalities, powers of darkness in high places. And so we recognize again, then, if we're going to win this fight, we have to remember who we belong to. Men of God, this is not an earthly battle. This is not five fingers put together as a fist. We must remain in the power of God. So he said all of this in closing to say, now that you understand what you must do, that you must flee some things, pursue other things, good things, and fight the good fight of faith. The last thing he said was take hold of eternal life. Isn't that a wonderful picture? Think about what he's saying. Run away from there, pursue this, fight along the way, and then take hold of what belongs to you. Guess what? Oh, men of God, since you belong to God, God is holding a prize that belongs to you. And what Paul shared with Timothy is take hold of it. Take hold of it. Again, this is aggressive. This is not passive. I'll say it again, brethren. This is not passive. I keep pointing that out because Hollywood wants us to think Jesus was a passive human being. when he was down here on earth. I don't know anybody passive who turns over tables. You have to be aggressively pursuing righteousness and pursuing the things of God. And if we would do that, then we can certainly live in our intended purpose. Live with eternity in view. Grab hold of what matters. Let's not live casually about our calling, but then let's remember that we are accountable to the one who owns us. We are accountable to the one whom we serve. If we are going to truly be men of God and live up to that standard, we have to remember that our purpose means we choose character over comfort, integrity over image, and faith over even our own fears. May God bless us. May we be encouraged today. I am thankful to be here, and I'm ready to be powered up. God bless you all. Amen.